We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM and loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you know what? If you love God that way, you are going to find that getting along with people is a whole lot easier. And so if it has slipped up on you today that today is Valentine's Day, now for us it's Wednesday night's church night. There is not going to be anything that the world deems traditional for Valentine's for us today. As my wife and I, we will be ministering to kids and feeding kids, and there'll be a Bible study at the church tonight at 7 o'clock. And so we figure that if we show our love for God, that God's going to take care of all of the rest of that stuff. So I hope you're having a good day. But if you have awakened today and your air conditioner is not working appropriately, if your electrical is out, I want to encourage you to give the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric a call today, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. Someone called my daughter this last week and asked for phone numbers of some air conditioning repair people, and we gave them the phone numbers for Wyrick Air as well as Creative AC Solutions. And I don't know whatever happened to the situation after that. So if you don't have problems right now, take just a moment and write these numbers down, or maybe hit the audio record feature on your phone. And Wyrick Air is 321-632-9538. If you have air conditioning at work, or if you have air conditioning in your home, sooner or later you are going to need, I'm not speaking prophetically over you, I'm just speaking realistically, those things are not meant to last forever without some tender, loving care. And so 321-632-9538 is a good number to have written down. They go anywhere here in Brevard County, can work on any type of system, and nothing messes up a Valentine's Day that you might have planned, like coming home and finding your air conditioner is not working and everybody's hot under the collar. Now, I don't know that I've ever told this story, but this is an absolutely true story. The very first Valentine's Day that my wife and I ever celebrated while dating, my Firebird broke down in Chicago, and I had to go. I took her on a very romantic date. I took her to a auto salvage yard, and together she and I climbed underneath a Firebird in the junkyard and pulled a drive shaft out from underneath of that car in the snow, in freezing cold weather. She doesn't let me plan Valentine's Day dates any longer. So that is a very true story. And I pray that you do better than I did on your very first Valentine's Day. I want to take you this morning. We are talking about the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And so we are talking about producing the fruit of the Spirit. We spent a lot of time on faithfulness. We are now, this week, talking about gentleness. Gentleness. And as I was preparing to come in to do this broadcast today, I was contemplating this gentleness, and I told you about meekness, that meekness is great strength under control. And I was just overwhelmed with the concept of how empowered and how strengthened God's people are. And that you and I, we don't have to be intimidated. We don't have to be concerned about a lack of resources, a lack of wisdom, a lack of strength. I want you to realize today that the exousia, the authority of God, and the dunamis of God, the power of God, the omnipotence of God is sufficient inside of you. God living inside of you with all of the blessings of heaven, as I describe it, the entire entourage of heaven is residing inside of you, and we just need to live in that abiding relationship with the Holy Spirit, knowing that because of the great strength that he has, that we are able to live our lives in a self-controlled manner. We are able to live our lives in a gentle manner where we can apply strength with precision, not with just brute force. I'm very thankful for that. And so I wanted to share that with you. I want to take you this morning to James, the third chapter, James chapter 3. And it says in verse number 13, James 3:13, and we're going to read all the way through verse 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy, self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So let's look at this. It says, it begins talking about who is wise and understanding among you. Now, Paul, when writing to the Corinthian church, said, surely there is a believer in your midst that is wise enough to handle disagreements and disputes between believers rather than having to go outside of the body of Christ, taking it before a worldly court and having your disputes settled by unbelievers. That does not set a good testimony before those that Jesus died to save. And so I want to ask you today, how wise is the God who lives inside of you? Now, I will tell you that I have come to a realization, and that is that many times in my life, I have accepted something as just part of the normal course of life, when in reality, God had wisdom that would enable me and empower me to resolve a situation rather than just having to tolerate it forever and ever. Amen. The incident happened like this. After dealing with something for years and years and years and not seeing any change whatsoever, God said, how is that process you're utilizing working? I said, it's not working worth a flip. We're just right where we always are. We continue to go around and around and around the mountain, and we don't ever seem to resolve anything. And he said, well, if wisdom is proved right by all her actions, what does that say about what you are doing? You know, the world has a definition of insanity as doing the same thing while expecting different results. Well, God was kind of saying something like that to me. It's like, look, I have a solution to that, and you need to go get into my word. You need to find out what the solution is. Employ the solution, and you will see the wisdom of God give you a different result. Well, I want you to know that at first the results looked anything. They didn't resemble a success at all. It it looked like a complete and total mess. But the end result was, to the glory of God, there was resolution, there was transformation, and there was peace and unity. And so I'm a great big fan of just saying, you know what, God, you've got wisdom for any situation that we may face. Would you give us the heart that we will pursue that wisdom, employ your strategies, employ your techniques, and let's see those strongholds be broken. It says, who is wise and understanding among you? And so, you know, when I was a kid in math class, I think it was probably fourth grade math class, where Mrs. Haggard was teaching us our mathematic tables. Well, that was about the time of Welcome Back, Kotter on television, to give you a little bit of an age reference there. And Horshack was my favorite character on that program. John Travolta, I think, was there. But Horshack would go, ooh, 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 ooh. And he would raise his hand because he knew the answer. Well, that's kind of the way that I was with math class. I want you to know that when it comes to people in the church, that many people are still responding to this question in James the same way. Who is wise and understanding among you? And their hands go up and their mouth flies open and it, ooh, 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 I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. James says, I'm not looking for a declaration. I'm looking for a demonstration. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. And so this wisdom that James is looking for in the church is a wisdom that is going to demonstrate great strength with great control, that it is going to be done in a mild and a gentle manner. It is not going to be something that is because of boisterous declarations and great accolades about what has been done, but it is going to be something that is going to be demonstrated through the way that you live. So I tell people, until someone demonstrates a better way to live financially than honoring God with my tithe and my offerings, I'm going to continue to honor God with my tithes and offerings. And I will tell you this, even if I see somebody that seems to be doing it better, I'm still going to stick with God's word, because there's centuries there. I can go and I can watch an illusionist, and he can make me think that I've seen something that I haven't seen. In reality, I've seen nothing of the sort. I continue to believe that as an individual, as a church, as a company, any of those entities that, a country even, that honors God with their finances, there's going to be blessings and favor that are demonstrated as a result of that. Well, the same thing is true with a lifestyle. I want a lifestyle that demonstrates the wisdom of God. One of the men in my church, he drives a bus, and he was telling me about an incident that happened on a bus. I don't know if it was his bus or on a different bus, where this person was on the bus and was testifying about God, and then made a declaration of that equated the blessing of God with their ability to inappropriately apprehend a possession. Let's put it that way. And the thing was that when the rest of the people, I mean, this person was very, very bold in their declaration, and everybody heard what they were saying. And when they confessed that, or when this person declared out loud to what they had done, which was against the law, everybody just started laughing at his testimony because there wasn't a demonstration. And so the wisdom of God, the question that we can look at today in this passage is, how do we work? How do we work? We've talked about several declarations. How do you want people to, how do you want to receive people? How do you want to receive the word? How do you want to clothe yourself? How do you walk worthy of the calling? Well, today, the question we're dealing with is how do you work for the King of Kings and for the Lord of Lords? Well, you do it with meekness that comes from the wisdom of God. And so it says, let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. When you know that you have the resources, you are not having to constantly demonstrate it and proving it to someone else. You know that you know that you know. So the verse number 14 goes on and says, but if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. So bitter envy, jealousy, bitterness, selfishness, self-promotion, all of those things are going to result in undermining the truth of God in your testimony. Okay? This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. So you've got to see that there are two sources of wisdom. We're going to look here in just a moment at that which is from above, that which is heavenly, that which is glorifying to God, rather than being earthly or sensual or demonic. This wisdom would be heavenly. It would be spiritually, and it will be godly. Okay? So it says, for where envy and self-seeking exist, we talked about those in verse number 14, confusion and every evil thing are there. Now, I could ask you this question. How many of you just want an entire boatload of confusion and evilness in your life? And you would say, nope, don't want that at all. Well, if we begin to talk about bitter envy or jealousy to the point that is going to embitter your soul, if we're going to talk about self-seeking and self-promotion, which is everything this world is all about, why would we be surprised then when the scripture comes to pass that says, well, we're going to find confusion there? God is not the author of confusion. He's not the author of chaos. He is a God of order. We are going to find every evil thing there. We don't want that. It says there's a contrast. The meekness of wisdom, it doesn't come from earthly or sensual or demonic sources. The meekness of wisdom that it should be demonstrated in our works is found in verse number 17. Wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So let's look at those things. Wisdom that comes from the Father above is, first of all, pure. I've had several busy days. We had a phenomenal Sunday this last Sunday. Our missions program, we did a little bit of a illustrated demonstration at the end of the message to give people an idea that we are about bringing light to people who live in darkness. If you want to see it, log on to the Merit Assembly of God Facebook page, like it. You can see the demonstration that is there. I will tell you this. You may have never been to Merit Assembly of God. You may not know where Merit Island is. So you may not know where Grove Street is. But I wanted to let our congregation know that in the eyes of God, Merit Assembly of God on the corner of Grove and Tangerine and Parnell, said it's right in between those little intersections there, that it's not insignificant to the kingdom of God, because we are very actively involved and empowering people to take the light of Jesus Christ to people who are living in darkness because the God of this world has blinded them to their own reality. And so if you want to go check that out, you can look at it on Merit Assembly of God Facebook page. But we're not insignificant. In fact, the missionary that was with us said, you know, I just want you to know this church has influence beyond its size. He travels to churches all of all different sizes and varieties, and we want to be touching as many people as we can. So I said all of that to say that this last weekend I was really busy, so I didn't get to hear too much about the news that was going on, but I did hear one little blurb out of a news story, and when I heard that, the first thing that came to mind was the inconsistency in the logic that is being employed by this person due to their view on a particular situation. If they were talking about one thing, they would employ one form of logic, but when they shifted to another aspect, then their logic switched to this was a national thing. It wasn't a local thing. It wasn't anybody at church or anything like that. You and I, we need to realize that God's standard is a righteous standard. It's not going away. The wisdom of God is good for America. It's good for the rich. It's good for the poor. It's good for the middle class. It's good for Republicans. It's good for Democrats. The wisdom of God is true in any continent, in any country, in any culture. The wisdom of God is pure. The judgment of God is righteous and true. And I will tell you this, to the pure, you show yourself pure. That's a scripture out of, I believe it's 1 Samuel and also it might be 2 Samuel as well as the book of Psalms. Psalm 18, I believe it is. To the pure, you show yourself pure. And I have seen that in my life where you were dealing with people who were guilty of doing one thing and they automatically presumed that everybody else was treating them just the way that they were treating other people. They were living by the golden rule, which says do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so since they had done that to other people, they expected that that's how they were doing, not realizing that there are some of us who live by the rule of heaven that says bless and don't curse. You know, that's, you know, we live by a different standard. We want to treat people the way we would like to be treated, not the way that we expect to be treated. So if you want to see the pureness of God's wisdom, then you've got to get the lens clean, if you will. Every once in a while, the things I'm looking at are obscured, not because of the item that I'm looking at, it's because my glasses are dirty. And if I want to see, if I want my perception to be better, I've got to allow the cleansing to take place in my own life, get the beam out of my own eyes so that I can see the speck that need to be removed out of other people's eyes so that they can see better. Not so that I can go around and say, you know, you got a speck in your eye. It's also peaceable and gentle and willing to yield. Sometimes as I'm driving down the road, I feel as if there must be a sign that has been attached to my car. I mean, I don't know if this happened to you, but when you were in grade school, you'd come up on somebody, you'd pat them on the back and you'd tape a note that said punch me or something like that, and the next thing you know, everybody's coming up and punching this poor sap in the arm all the time. Well, I feel like many times I'm driving down the road and there's a sign on my car that says, please cut in front of me. And I will tell you that I'm allergic to accidents. They're very painful and they're costly. I don't like having them. And so I drive in a defensive manner, not knowing what other people are going to do. But as Christians, we are not supposed to be self-focused, self-centered. We are supposed to be yielding to the Holy Spirit. We're supposed to be yielding to those around us. who may have a crisis or a need at that point in time, which says, you know what, that is more important than what I was dealing with. And so that happened here a couple of weeks ago. It's not just when it happened with my mother. You know, I found out my mother was in intensive care. All of a sudden, plans changed entirely. The speaker for the next day was entirely changed. And in a few hours, I was on my way to Oklahoma to support my family. I came back the next week, and I was working to get caught up, and I got a phone call at the church and said, hey, someone's in the hospital, and my plans changed because that was a more urgent need than what I was dealing with. I could do in the dark, but that person needed me to come and pray with them and encourage them, and so that's what we did. You and I, if we can get God to get us over ourselves and focused on him and ministering around to those he wants us to minister to, we're going to see a great deal of meekness and works that come from wisdom, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. You know what? If you want to see America change, you just start taking the labels off things and you start judging them on the merits of things, not what political party they come from, not any of those, that other information. You take out the extraneous information and you judge things on their merits, and all of a sudden you find that people's opinions begin to change. People a lot of times will think they're for something because it came from their party, and against something if it came from another party, and they're willing to flip-flop all of that. Listen, the wisdom of God, meekness, under control, it's going to be consistent. It's not going to be partial. It's not going to be hypocritical. It is going to be righteous. And you and I, if we want to harvest peace, we need to make sure that we sow peace and that we allow God, who is the Prince of Peace, to bring that peace into our life. Father, I pray today that the meekness that you have provided for us in our lives, Lord, that it would not be something we just declare, but it would be clearly demonstrated in the lives of our coworkers and our neighbors. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.